Welcome to the Blessed Sacrament Homilies Podcast, where our mission is to help everyone recognize and experience the presence of God. We hope you are nourished and encouraged by the Word. Thank you for joining us.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said to his disciples, "Whoever loves me will keep my word, and my Father will love him. And we will come to him and make our dwelling with him. Whoever does not love me does not keep my words. Yet the word you hear is not mine, but that of the Father who sent me. I have told you this while I am still with you. The Advocate, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you everything and remind you of all that I told you. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. Not as the world gives do I give to you. Do not let your hearts be troubled or afraid. You heard me tell you, I am going away, and I will come back to you. If you love me, you would rejoice that I am going to the Father, for the Father is greater than I. And now I have told you this before it happens, so that when it happens, you may believe." The Gospel of the Lord. It didn't take very long, only a couple of decades, and in reality, probably only a couple of days, for the earliest community we call church to begin to have arguments and disagreements and struggles. Now, we find that hard to believe because everything in our church today is so perfect. We never have any issues with what the bishops say or what comes to us from the Vatican. You have a pastor who's never grumpy or short with anybody. You have a musician who's never hit a bad note. And you have people throughout that are never annoying and you never disagree with, right? Isn't that our reality? No. The thing is about the church is it's made up of human beings moving toward the fullness of God's kingdom. And in that, we have foibles. We have disagreements. We have heated arguments. We have struggles. But the thing about the church that's always important to remember is a good parallel is a family. And perhaps your family is perfect and always gets along, but most aren't. But the thing about a family is we still accept and love one another even though we disagree. We still respect and we still include. And when the church is at its best, that is equally true. That we recognize that we may have disagreements or struggles. We recognize that we are full of blemishes and imperfections. Yet we're all part of one body, not because of anything we've done, but because of everything that Jesus has done. Become one with us. And there's not one part of this ragtag group we call church that is expendable or unwanted. All members of one body. Now, if you notice in the scripture readings, two things. One is in those earliest days chronicled by the Acts of the Apostles, they were always willing to talk it over with one another. And they were willing to pray about it. And they were willing even at times to compromise. So that's a good lesson for us. The other part, and the part that we hold fast to, is that Jesus breathed and wished his peace upon all of us. And his peace isn't freedom from conflict. He never promised that. But his peace is the contentment to be able to deal with conflict and not be discouraged by it, to be open to compromise and to love with one another. And when we do those things, we're pretty close to perfection.